Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 4:10 p.m. stock markets were lower. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 297.08 points to 21,714.54. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 570.17 points to 37,815.92. The NASDAQ was down 332.03 points to 17,440.69. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 78.21 points to 5,037.96. VIX futures are up minus 0.03 points to 15.73. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 444.74 points to 38,379.5. The China Seas. I-300 is down 19.52 points to 3,604.39. The DAX in Germany was down 196.37 points to 17,921.95. The CAC 40 in France was down 80.22 points to 7,984.93. The FTSE 100 in London was down 2.9 points to 8,134.13. Commodity markets. Gold is down $55 to $2,302.35. Silver is down $1.10 to $26.55. Crude oil is down $1 to $81.63. Copper is down 12 cents to $4.54. Natural gas is down 5 cents to $1.97. July corn closed at $4.46 and 3/4. July soybeans closed at $11.63. July wheat closed at $6.03 and 1/4. The Canadian dollar is 1.3769. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.39. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.85. The United States 2-year bond yield is 5.03. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.68. Bitcoin is at $59,959.90. Highlights of today's news. Canadian economy misses February growth forecasts. First quarter gross domestic product up 2.5%. Amazon earnings beat estimates by 14 cents. Revenue tops estimates. Air Canada suspends new seat selection fee 2 days after rollout. United States government agency recommends reclassifying marijuana as less dangerous drug. July rate cut more likely than June rate cut according to Toronto Dominion Bank economist. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.